what you're saying on the street.
Chapel Hill, Carverore, and the surrounding areas are a cultural hotbed with the University, Franklin Street, downtown Carverore, then a little further out, DPAC, and others. We hit the streets to find out what performance activity you most often attend.
Chapel Hill, Lauren. Plays. I like to go to Playmakers at UNC.
I'm Lynn Hicks from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I really enjoy going to Weaver Street Market on Thursday nights. It's just a very family-friendly environment, and there's lots of great musicians, and they have a little beer tent there, and Crystal Bright is going to be there Thursday night. So I'm looking forward to going there, and I'll probably be doing some dancing then as well.
I'm Diane Rosenbluth, and I live in Chapel Hill. I'm involved at Frank Gallery. I'm on the board there, and we have open salons every Thursday night for the public. And it's lots of fun, and sometimes there are new shows that are opened, but it's every Thursday.
What do you most like to see when patronizing the arts?
Kelly Rogers, be live music, mostly string or bluegrass type. There's two, which is the Bronzed Chorus and the Carolina Chocolate Drums.
Lisa Keen, Durham, live folk music. Let's see Suzanne Vega at Carverore Arts Center.
My name is Yodith, and I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. A comedy show. Chris Tucker at the DPAC, and he was awesome.
John Barefoot in Chapel Hill.
A symphony.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.